Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show. On now. The Jeff and Jen Show.
Here we go.
Star.
94.1.
All right, going to go ghost hunting in just a couple minutes. Andy is hunting Joel. He ghosted after two dates. She wants us to go find him. Tell him that that is not okay. So ghost hunting happens here.
Two dates, huh?
Which I think is the debate that we have to have.
Mm-hmm.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Jen, say hello to Andy, who would like us to go ghost hunting on her behalf today. Hey, Andy.
Hi.
What's up, Andy?
Well, thank you for speaking with me. I have the situation that I feel like is more and more typical these days, where I met this guy on Match. His name's Joel, and we went on. You know, we were texting, you know, how you do, and then we talked the phone, and went well, so we decided to go on a date, and the date went well, and then we decided to go on another date, because, you know, we had a great time. And then he disappeared, which I just feel like is just more and more common with... Mm-hmm. Online dating. It just, it's like, I don't know. It's really frustrating. I'm like, you know, I'm kind of at the end of my rope with it. I'm just confused.
You feel like
my girlfriend. Yeah.
I was just going to say, it's so annoying because you feel like you've invested so much time in this, right? Like you did all the online conversation back and forth, and then you do all the texting back and forth, and then you do all the telephone conversations back and forth. And then after two dates, just to be ghosted, you're like, ah, why did I invest all that time in this dude?
Exactly. Yeah.
Now,
do women expect,
and Kelly Cheese, you can answer this as well. Do women expect, after just two dates, a goodbye message if the guy's going to dip out?
I think that that's just common courtesy. I mean, even just like a phone call. I'm kind of a stickler about that. I feel like the communication, it's just so casual these days. There's just some things that you have to continue doing, I think. And it's not hard. I mean, it's not the best, but even a text, you know?
Like, yeah, it's nice. I do think that it's a little more of a luxury nowadays, like especially because I know I've gone out on a date or two dates with a guy, and then I don't really text them again. Just not because I'm not being courteous like, or not intentionally doing it. I'm not interested, and I just kind of fall off.
It also probably makes a difference on how you met as well, because an online date, a Tinder swipe, or a match.
Right. Totally different than if your friends introduced you.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like totally. If I introduced you to somebody and like set you up with somebody and it ended, you would definitely shoot them a text message, like a courtesy text message, right?
Right. Yeah.
Right, Kelly?
Yeah. Oh.
Are you talking to me?
All right. Okay. Well, we'll have to review those rules at a later
date. Kelly just ghosted Jeff in the middle of ghost hunting.
I don't know how to answer that question.
But like it's easier to ghost on an online date than it is like your coworker's sister's cousin.
Right. Exactly.
But you might run into some. Okay. All right. So, do you have any interest in going out with this guy again, or is this purely the satisfaction of, for you and your friends, letting him know that ghosting ain't cool?
No, I don't want to go out with him again. I just want to know what happened, and I want to know why this happens. And I want to, I want to know what happened. I feel like that was not the right way to handle it, and nor do I ever feel like that's the right way to handle it. So I just want to know why he thought that was okay.
Andy, tell us a little bit more about your two dates. What did you do on the first one, and what did you guys do on the second one?
Well, the first one, we went out to eat, and we just like a casual place, and sat at the bar, and hit it off. We talked, we had a couple glasses of wine, and I thought it was fun. I think he had fun. And we did, because we went out again. We actually went to a movie, and so we spent a little more time together. And then we got like some ice cream afterwards. And then, again, I thought it was great.
Did he ask you to prom after the movie and the ice cream?
He didn't. He didn't ask me to prom. You know, I thought I'd ask him because Sadie Hawkins is coming up too. And I was like, but no.
just kidding.
So nothing weird came up on the dates? Like you weren't naming your kids future names or any type of like really diving headfirst into relationship talk or anything like that?
I mean, I wore a wedding dress, so if you think that is...
You're doodling on the cocktail napkin your first name and his last name?
Yes. So, okay, yeah, perfect. I mean, you think that's weird. No.
All right, well, we've got his information from you. So the way it works is over the next 24 hours, we'll call him up, convince him to come on with us, and then you get to listen into that conversation we have at this time tomorrow with him.
Great.
All right, so we'll put you on hold to make sure we have everything that we need, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, Andy, at this time, and go ghost hunting for Joel on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.